I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. Congressman Peter Welch has voted against an over $600 billion tax bill approved today by the House of Representatives. The bill extends a variety of personal and business tax credits, but Welch says it will increase the deficit and delay consideration of a major tax reform package, and a spending bill will be up for consideration on Friday. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
The tax legislation extends a number of temporary tax breaks, including a credit for business research and benefits for certain types of capital investment. It also extends the enhanced child care tax credit, a college tax credit, and larger earned income tax credits for low-income families. Congressman Peter Welch says he voted against the bill because many of the tax credits aren't paid for. He's also concerned that it deals with changes to the tax code in a piecemeal fashion.
I believe deficits matter, and we can have a tax code that's simpler and fairer. But if really all we do in Congress is every time there's an opportunity, we just extend a deduction, but we don't improve the tax code, simplify it, make it fairer, make it more balanced and sustainable, then we miss an opportunity.
Welch says he's not sure how he will vote on Friday's spending bill. He's concerned that several parts of the legislation will reduce funding for the Affordable Care Act.
If you start chipping away at the building blocks of sustainable funding, then you start hollowing out the program. And what the opponents of the Affordable Care Act have been trying to do, and in this case I think are making some progress, is undercut the funding.
Welch says the bill also contains a trade-off on energy issues. On one hand, it extends federal tax credits for renewable energy projects. But on the other hand, it lifts a 40-year ban on the exportation of U.S. oil.
I'm very concerned about exporting oil, particularly in the context of that having negative implications for what you pay at the pump when you buy gas. It's going to cost us refinery jobs.
The U.S. Senate is expected to consider both bills in the next few days, and President Obama has indicated that he's willing to sign both pieces of legislation into law. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.